in around, unless it's completely late.
We'll come back to that in a tick. Sam Durham is with us in the victors' rooms. Essendon winning tonight by 29 points. Sam, congratulations. Welcome to AFL Nation.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, that sorted a few things out from last week, didn't it?
No, definitely. That was a good bounce back and, you know, got back in there in the middle. So hopefully I was a part of it, part of the win.
You absolutely were. So what was the midfield focus like this week, Sam?
I think that Rosie and those poor players got on top of us with their run and stuff, and that's normally our strong suit. So we got back to the well and did what we did best and owned the back shoulder and, you know, try different things on Bont and Libba. They're really good players, so we had to back ourselves in, I guess, as well.
And Sam, that last quarter was powerful there. Some expectation the Bulldogs would start trying to get themselves on the board early, but the way you controlled it and the Jake Stringer tackle on Liberatore, that must have really inspired you guys.
Yeah, no, that gets it up. When Jakey's chasing blokes down and that, so it gets us right up.
And being in the middle, it was obviously a real focus of the side tonight. You must be thrilled when you go away and you kick goals and you've beaten up on one of the best mids starting three in the competition.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Good to hit the scoreboard, but there was a couple of centre bounces that Bont got on top of me, and I was like, I was just asking questions how I could do stuff different, and didn't really give me much, but as you do, but I'll try pick his brain as I go.
Now, Sam, you played on Bont a little bit to Nigel. Caldwell, I thought, did a brilliant job on Liberatore at different stages as well. As much as it's the collective and we're told about that pre-game, but it was those individual efforts from yourself and Jai that really helped set the midfield apart tonight. Do you agree?
Yeah, I guess so. But if we all have a role, you know, to get it out to Junior and Paz and stuff, then they can use the ball really well. So we just got to do our bit and hopefully get on top of them.
Sam, can you tell us why everyone was slipping over at the eastern end of the ground or the southern end of the ground?
I don't know. I think we all need to put screw-ins in again because...
You own it, like a...
Do they exist, Sam, these days, the screw-ins?
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to wear them, actually. But, yeah, because Zach, he was on the fun park on down that side, yeah. But Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. It's actually an interesting one, isn't it? Because I've heard the same thing, but then I've also heard that you can wear the rubber stops, but they're tough to get these days.
You have to put nylon screw-ins in, but you are allowed to if they're nylon. Yeah. Made out of the
and
sack.
It's written to the boot company, Sam, have them for you as well.
Don't you, Sam, have two different lengths of moulded, though?
Oh, they're a bit tight on boots these days, so we might have to fork out our own.
Trust me, Sam, you keep performing like that tonight, Sam, you'll have a pair of boots a week, mate.
Hopefully. Get on to them.
Sam, you were taken in the mid-season draft. Tell us about your past and the disappointment, I assume, of not being picked up in the original draft and your focus on continuing on and now establishing yourself as a midfielder.
Yeah, no, it's been a different journey. Like, you know, it's when you get to the AFL, you sort of find out that everyone just doesn't get drafted. So
yep.
I sort of took that in my stride and, you know, make my own story. And, I got cut from a fair few teams, which, you know, set me back. But I had some powerful people in my corner with my mum and my old boss. He was pretty hard on me. So he said, you know, you don't want to be doing this for the rest of your life, so get out there and play some footy.
Oh, that's brilliant, Sam. It's a huge dedication to be able to keep pushing up and getting going, similar to what your skipper does. Seriously, take us through the week with Zach Merritt, because and the influence on the group, obviously coming off the loss to Port Adelaide, we talk about the coach and setting the game up, but what about your skipper? What was his role?
No, he is awesome. He definitely leads from the front. He is definitely one of those ones that you just, whatever he does, you want to make him proud, I guess. You know, with him chasing down tackles and stuff like that, just inspires you to do the same and, you know, repay the favour.
And Ben McKay, another one, he had to do a big job tonight on Aaron Norton. The Dogs have got the three tools. That can be quite dangerous, but his job was awesome.
Yeah, no, he was awesome, especially last week as well. We sort of left him out for dry a bit. And then this week we had a massive focus on, you know, getting around him. And then, you know, he doesn't have to carry 18 blokes on his shoulders, really. So
what do you do tomorrow?
We've got the weekend off, actually. So
okay, that's nice.
I don't know.
Was it part of the incentive? Were you going to do a couple of tan tracks if you lost?
I don't know. I think we'll get down to the beach or something like that. But I don't know. I don't know.
Come out here and run some laps with Nick Hind.
Is he blowing out there or what?
Doing lap after lap. He's doing high fives. And he needs some company if you're doing nothing.
Yeah, no.
You had enough tonight, Sam, didn't you?
Hey, you missed the last week with concussion. How did you go across that 12 days, the mandatory stretch?
It's different. I've never been concussed before. Well, never been diagnosed concussion, but... I normally say a week in AFL is very quick, but when you're injured, it's very slow. So, I stuck to the process and got it done. So, and it was good to come back out with a win.
Did you know you were? Did you feel concussed yourself, or you just had the protocol, so you had to miss those games?
I think it was more protocols, because I thought I blacked out, but I don't. My symptoms and that were fine. So, it's a bit of cup of concrete sort of set up on my end.
Good stuff. You returned terrific. Well done, Sam. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, boys.
Sam Durham in the Essendon room.